You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello, beautiful, shining lights, amazing souls here in the Wisdom Tribe. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us for another incredible show. I'm really, really excited about what's going to transpire today. I know there's going to be transformation. There is going to be beautiful energy coming through. And I'm personally so happy that everyone's here, because when you're here, you're up-leveling every single one of us. We get upgraded simply by being together as a community. So thank you again, sweet souls, beautiful, beautiful, sacred souls, for being here in the energy of the community and bringing your beautiful vibrations and tapping into the frequencies of light that are transpiring on this call today. And the theme for this season is the illuminated soul, resonance with the truth that is within. And, you know, every time we speak those words, we remember that we truly are an illuminated soul. We truly are that shining light that sometimes has that dust covering, or sometimes has the veil that is maybe draped over it. But really, we are amazing, amazing beings of light ourselves. And so when we have speakers on these shows, when we have our beautiful guests, they help us remember who we are. They help us see who we are, and they give us the tools to really increase our own luminescence. So as we begin this call today, we call in the ancient ones, we call in the beautiful beings of love, light, power, and service to support us and open our hearts. So before I introduce our next guest, let me just check the sound there. I had a bit of an echo. It sounds like everything... Okay, here we go. All right. Is that better? It's better for me. Okay. I was hearing an echo, so I'm sorry to interrupt that way. So let me introduce our next guest for the show. Jill Madsen is an accomplished artist, a musician, a lecturer, and author. She's a recording artist with numerous CDs and using ancient and modern sound healing techniques, really a sound healing master. Her Deep Wave Beauty CD was a finalist on the COVR Specialty CD of 2012. Jill has authored several sound healing books and lectures throughout the United States on the topic of sound, spirit, and matter. And we, of course, are going to get a taste of that today. Jill draws on her extensive research of modern sound healing and over 20 years' study of antiquities and secret societies to show the incredible power and healing capabilities of sound, that beautiful, beautiful frequency of sound that we'll all experience on the call today. So Jill, you've been here many times, so welcome back to Wisdom of the Ancients.
Thank you, Ian. I'm very happy to be here and to feel the love and the energy of your beautiful community. We're really going to do some special stuff today, and I'm so just honored to be here, so thank you.
Beautiful, absolutely. And I'm looking at the topic for the day, and it's make your spine a column of light, back, front, and joining chakra light. So everyone, you probably know that we're going to be speaking about chakras, but make your column, your spine, a column of light. I can't wait to ask you about that. And I just wanted to share with everyone before we get started, Jill, if you would like to have the opportunity to ask Jill a question live on the phone, *2 to raise your hand. *2 to raise your hand, and you'll have the chance to ask Jill a question or to receive possibly even a mini reading or a mini healing. So that could certainly come through. We don't know what's going to come through, but that might come through. So if you're being guided, then by all means, raise your hand. And if you're not on the phone, but you're on the webcast, then put your question in the question box along with your name and your location, and ask for what you need. And we'll go through a few of those as well. It's a beautiful way that we can continue to serve every one of you in the audience. So, Jill, let's go ahead and get started. I'm going to kick things off by, you know, asking directly, you know, making your spine a column of light. So I think maybe we have some hints to what that means. Maybe it's Kundalini. I don't really know, but I'm going to ask you. What are you referring to when you say make your spine a column of light?
All righty, that's kind of the punchline, but we'll fill in the blanks. Well, I'm going to have to step back just a little bit as to how I got into the attunements, and then that'll explain.
Okay.
I have these out-of-body experiences. They happen to me easily. And many times I'm in Lemuria or even other places, I'm not sure. I'm on Earth, and I'm usually a sound princess, a priestess. Go figure on that one. There's many other sound priestesses. I'm certainly not the only one. And I'm often not even human. Maybe I look a little bit like an elf, or I'm thin, or thin meaning not thin, luminescent. I'm not quite Homo sapiens. I have more light. And in these out-of-body experiences, temple after temple, I'm making sound codes. It's as my understanding then is that God is all that is. It's like God's all the radio channels at once. You know, he's all-knowing, all-present, and he involves in the matter. So the way the ancients refer to that is that you get to be maybe like a group soul, and then maybe an individual. And you kind of wonder, at least I do, I mean, what was I thinking? Why would I want to come to Earth and be an individual and have all this pain there is here? But it's kind of like you go to the gym and it hurts to lift weights. But that's how you get the muscles. And the fast way of being like a child of God or a fragment of God energy and becoming a God or growing up is to go into a dimensional world like ours, where we can muster up the strength to have compassion, or we can get over ourselves and forgive. And there's all these really rich, rich opportunities here. So keep it in mind, this is our goal. And at some point in time, you know, we were a higher being. We were more like maybe Archangel Michael or something like that, where we're a luminous body. And the key to lighting ourselves back up, the key to carrying more energy, is to remember how we shut down and simply reverse it. And when you look at, let's say, a picture, or when I see him, you see Archangel Michael, you know, he's just kind of like you could stick your finger right through him. I mean, he's kind of luminous. He's full of light. So we look at our bodies, or look at mine, and I say, well, goodness gracious, I have seven itsy-bitsy, teensy-weensy little pin drops of light called my chakras. Wow, that's a big difference. So one of the stages was that as we were shutting down light, our spine, was a larger column of light. And the first thing that happened was that our chakras split into front and back, and they changed directional flow, and then they became very much smaller. And there was a lot of details in there, too, that we'll get into, but that we can reverse this process, and this was given to me in deep meditation. They gave me sound codes, and kind of like a Reiki symbol, where you look at it and opens up the chakras in your fingers, so you can channel white light through your fingers. In the same regard, I was given the symbols to open up your chakras much greater, front ones, back ones. And then tip them, combine them, I should say, so it's not front and back, it's one chakra, and then tip them and run a huge column of light up your spine. And, of course, that awakens Kundalini. So there you have it in a nutshell.
There you have it in a nutshell. So you were given specific ways to run this light?
Yes, and it starts with the chakras. And again, I was shown how we shut down. And when you study the temples, particularly the Egyptian temples, they have a lot of techniques. They were not as involved as we were. So they had a lot of techniques. How to put this on? They would have been more in, many of them would have been more involved than we are. But they were always trying to get more spiritual. They were always trying to go higher. And so they had techniques from their forefathers and that they had passed down. They had techniques to do things like fill the area, let's say, between the solar plexus and the sacral chakra full of light. That's quite a little distance. And they had techniques to, would be the same, you know, the throat to the third eye is quite a big bit of difference, whereas the third eye to the head's not so much. So they would have techniques to fill in the light and open up the back chakras. The back chakras have been shut down for maybe thousands of years.
Mm.
They were referred to as the chakras of the gods. The front chakras being the chakras that we need. It's light, which is energy, and it comes in for what our needs are. And if you think of all of the needs you could ever have, so that would be the right partner. That would be all the money or wealth or abundance. That would be success in your career. That would be health. All these things, all energy. And it all fits within the chakras. So we kind of have very, compared to what we used to, we have very teeny chakras. And we also have very little understanding of the power that we can utilize for our own daily life and benefits by making the chakras a lot bigger and opening up the back and shifting them so that we start to run light up and down our spine. It's a very powerful thing. Think that spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
Purity and transformation coming in on violet, crown chakra. Mm-hmm. Abundance and health coming in on the heart chakra. You can think of anything you want. And if you had a powerful enough chakra, you would radiate what you're seeking. You know, it's not just like we have these little pinpoints of light. These are our power generators of light, and they've been shut down. And they've been shut down in certain orders and with certain reasons. And another thing that people don't think about is like what order you work on your chakras makes a big difference in terms of how big they are. Think that red light, green light, they combine and make white light. They're a pair. So that links your root chakra with your heart chakra.
Mm.
And also your front and your back chakras are complementary colors of reciprocals. So the energy goes in, and then for the back chakras, energy goes out. They're also reciprocal colors. And so you can work with your chakras in terms of pairing. And one of the things that I learned from a very exhaustive, beautiful, amazing study of what went on in the temples in ancient Egypt was that they would have thousands of priests and priestesses. And I bet a lot of the listening audience, if they have any interest in ancient Egypt, were probably one of them. You know, it's kind of like we're back. Anyway, you know, what does a priest or priestess do all day? And think of all the temples. And they were in power for 3,000 years. That's a lot of hours. What were they doing?
What were they doing?
And they're the best of the best. Well, mm-hmm. for one, if you're very clairvoyant, you can see that when you work with certain pairs of chakras and in certain orders and with certain techniques and using chakras above your head to enlighten the ones below, you would become a master of filling yourself full of light. And a good number of these techniques come from the Egyptian temples. And so now we're definitely doing the show in reverse order, but that's okay because we got into the cool part about the making your spine a column of light.
Uh-huh.
But the thing that I remember from all these past lives is that I was making sound codes. And I was making sound codes to dumb down, if you will, the chakras. As we were evolving into matter, we were choosing to have a life in a dense world with a lot of pain and a lot of joy, because that's the fast track to spiritual evolution, to growing up. It's like going to the gym every day to get muscles. And how many billions of people are there? Apparently, this is pretty popular. And so as we were evolving, becoming less dense, less like, you know, we would have been a group soul before we would have been an individual, whereas you're pretty much in tune with everybody in the group. So as these processes came, how do you shut down? And, you know, it's like, it's not like you could put a lock on that information. It's energy. It would go through a locked box. So the manner in which that I saw in these out-of-body experiences is that if string theory was correct, and at the root of our worlds were infinitesimal strings, and they were knotted. They were knotted, and that's what I was doing, and isn't it interesting? Now I knotted it down to deny us all this energy because we were involving in, and now here it is my life path to give it back, to open it up. So very fitting. But anyway, so we were, it's like we had all these radio channels who were so connected, we'd knot them so the vibrations couldn't get through. And the knots in the strings would create shapes. Again, think to Reiki when you get the Reiki attunement. You look at these cute little scribbles. They look like a made-up Chinese letter or something.
Yeah.
And it opens the chakras in your fingertips. And likewise, I was given the symbols for the chakras front and back, above your head and below. And first of all, looking at the symbols is very powerful. The ancient Hindus would say with their yantra, which is like it's a diagram of sacred geometry. It's a figure of something you look at. And they would say, if you spend a lot of time looking at a yantra, hey, you get enlightenment in a year. But, you know, no problem. Don't look at a yantra a lot. Take 1,000 years. And I remember reading about that and being, I was just so stunned. I mean, because I don't have the comprehension of, I guess, quantum physics to understand how much viewing a symbol, how much that can make when it's the proper symbol for something.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was given how to convert symbols to sounds. And that's with not just pitches and frequencies, but also harmonics. And harmonics are like an after ripple. They're a component of sound. And they're all compounded. We hear them all at once, but they're in every sound that we hear. And the ancients prized their vowel chants because vowels are different harmonics. And all of the mystery schools like Theosophy, Helena Blavatsky, Alice Bailey, Ascended Masters, they all have their vowel chants. They all have their harmonic chants.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, people have really got the radar that frequency is important. Well, so are harmonics. And I've been able to translate these attunements, if you will. That's the word I use. And I don't know if that's the best word because people use it, attunement, for a variety of things. I'm using it for these diagrams that are more like portals, gateways that unlock energies. And that would also awaken dormant energies within you as well. But just like doing Reiki and then being able to have white light flow through your fingertips. It's very much like that. So I was able to put them in sound. And I guess that's the basic component. But since I'm an artist, we threw in numbers associated with the chakra. So I threw in master number sounds or energies and languages of the light, sacred geometry sounds, crystal tones, advanced animals like whales, star tones. I even did some ascended master channelings or silent from the Egyptian pantheon. In ancient Egypt, they believed that the gods were helping us evolve so we could evolve quickly and become children of God, growing up quite well and fast. So they were helping us to become an individual. Another way, I guess, dumb it down. And they would guard the chakras, and they would guard these higher energies. So I channeled the Egyptian pantheon that's associated with the chakras, because like me, you know, they help us to use these symbols to experience individuality. And now we're going back to light, so they're going to help us undo them and have the joy ride back home. I don't know. Sounds like fun.
Yeah, beautiful. So many there's so many layers to what you're talking about, the sound and the symbols, everything is intertwined, and it sounds fairly complex, maybe to a listener or to someone like me, but to you, do you have a good knowing of how they all fit and play together for what purpose?
Yeah. How to put this? If you could think of God as white light, and God goes through a prism, and then you see rainbow colors. So rainbow colors or colored light is a component of white light. That's science, and that's true. So if you were to look at our world, all of our emotions, they're all color-coded, you know, action for red, passion for red. I feel blue today.
Yeah.
Green with them. You know, our emotions fit within the rainbow. The ascended masters fit within the rainbow. You have Saint Germain of violet. You have Jesus of yellow, Buddha green, etc. You have your angels also fitting within the rainbow. Archangel Michael blue, Uriel purple. So on a spiritual level, on emotional level, if you get into details like in my Secret Sounds book, we get into the frequencies of every sound in your body. And lo and behold, you know, we're all holographic. Your body, when healthy, the frequencies of your liver, your organs, your brain, everything, they're going to fall into the rainbow colors. So the chakras are, it's like God, we create our world, and in an unconscious way, we're painting our world with our chakra colors. And if we don't have a chakra color, then we start to have physical and emotional problems in that area. And so we can use the chakras to upgrade our life, our daily life, our practical life in any level, like working on your heart chakra front and back, has a tremendous impact on abundance, for example, balance and health. And so you can use these, empowering your chakras in a daily practical, for physical wellness, for emotional and spiritual wellness. And, and they also, you know, have these ancient techniques that were used in the in these temples, like because the ancient Egyptians are more evolved than we are today. When you look at a picture of, say, Jesus, you know, a couple thousand years ago, he has a halo around his head.
Mm-hmm.
You go into the ancient Egyptian temples, the gods have their halo, but it's above their head.
Mm.
You know, you look at Isis and Horus, they have these, looks like a beach ball type of really one of the chakra colors in this beautiful halo on their head. And so they had techniques of, for example, using that particular chakra, which is a little bit more powerful and not quite so, it's a little bit more powerful than the others, and using that to strengthen all the other chakras below. It's something we wouldn't even think of. Or here's another thing. Light workers love to work with the angels, love to do, you know, crystal healing. They love Reiki, lots of things. And they really work on building up their light. That can be great. But in some light bodies, we build up all the upper tones. We fill in light from like our hearts up, because this is where we think we're going. And if you ignore the chakras below, then you start to have health problems. Well, enlightenment is balanced, healthy light, all colors. And you need the lower colors as well. And so these ancient techniques, they're beautiful. They're really amazing. Because they'll work on your lower chakras. They'll work on keeping you healthy. And as I said earlier, they're balanced chakras by, like pairing the complementary colors, opening the front and back and making it one chakra instead of two pieces. And that's pretty much what the attunements do. The attunements open up the front and the back, and then you piece them together. And then you kip them so that they run the other way. I mean, all these ancient techniques from the Egyptians, they can really change our lives. Isn't it fun to get it back?
Right. It's, so many of these things that you're mentioning are new to a lot of people, I think. You know, we think about our chakras and we do chakra work, maybe balancing or clearing, spinning, but I don't think to the depth that you're referring to. But you're talking about really getting back to oneness, getting back to wholeness through the almost like the management of your chakras. I know that doesn't sound like a very spiritual term, but almost like, the through the attunements and the techniques, getting back to true oneness.
Absolutely. That's what enlightenment is.
Mm-hmm.
Light, white light is whole. It's got equal balance parts of them all. And that's why we do polarity therapy. Well, guess what? When you work with your front and back chakras and the chakras in their proper orders, it's polarity therapy. You're balancing equal amounts. When you look at the body in terms of frequencies, which can be compared to color because it's easier just to talk about them that way, health is having all the colors. Health is enlightenment in your body. And what we're talking about here is enlightenment with your chakras, balancing, creating a whole. And I got distracted, forgive me, I just thought now, when I was talking about the light workers that work so much on the higher end of the chakras, often you'll find that their light body splits in two.
Okay.
If you don't work on, if you get a big enough gap between your chakras, or let's say you don't have the greatest confidence and your solar plexus chakras kind of dim, your light body can almost like separate. And what we're doing here is we're creating wholeness in your body, as you said. I like your words, manage the chakras. Really, chakras, we have too small of a notion for them. Manage your light rather than chakras, because the same thing.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm just feeling what's coming through in terms of questioning here. It sounds like you mentioned earlier, Jill, around we've really shut down the back chakras. So I guess my question is, the path that we're on, if we don't do the chakra work, which seems to be one way we can really accelerate our path to enlightenment. And I've got so many questions in my mind, I've got to keep this straight. But if we don't do the chakra work, then we're continuing on a slower path. Whereas if we do the work, then it's basically acceleration. Or is there another element to that as well?
I would say it's rapid acceleration, absolutely. Just like the ancient Hindus said, Master said, hey, you look at the sacred geometry yantra, enlightenment, one life. No problem if you don't. Just takes you 1,000 lives.
So we've really lost the I would almost, the word is coming through is respect almost for the chakras, because they've been, they're so ubiquitous in a sense, right? You go to every store, and mainstream or not, spiritual stores, everywhere there's chakra stuff, right? And so because mm-hmm. maybe it's so ubiquitous, we really have lost the respect and the knowledge of how important the work actually is on our evolutionary path.
Absolutely. It's our light generators. It's if we're going to evolve, if we're going to become fifth dimensional, the chakras have to explode into beautiful stars.
Mm.
Front, back, combine, and then change direction so that, as our body starts to fill out with luminous light.
You also mentioned that health is enlightenment in your body. So when we are out of balance, or we don't have, we haven't performed the attunements like you're mentioning, then is that a cause of disease?
Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. For example, if someone has heart issues, they have either too much or not enough red, or the musical note of C. They're both the same thing. And if you don't have all musical notes, or if you correlate the musical notes to colors, you still think it's easier to talk about colors than music. So if you have all the colors of everything in your body, you have an equal amount of red, an equal amount of orange, equal amount of yellow, you're healthy. It's when you have like a ton of, well, for me, I'm not an example of having mastered this. I have a large amount of blue. That's nurturing. That's soft energy. And of course, there's a downside to that, as there is with every energy. And I'm always down on a complementary color. I'm always needing orange. So when you look at the different illnesses, they're always with organs that have the same frequency as orange, or parts in my body that are similar to orange. And amazing how unconsciously we make choices, but I mainly choose friends that have orange as the primary color.
Oh.
Just, I'm attracted to them, and, and I'll figure out their voice.
Okay.
And I literally like music that's in the key signature of an orange better than any other music.
Mm.
It's like my body knows I need an equal balance of all energies. And it produces endorphins when I'm around something I need. So when I have a really like a certain type of food, assuming it's a healthy type of food, that's my body's way of saying, oh, there's a key to the missing frequency. Some of the songs I really like, they're almost always in the key signature of D. I mean, a non-music wouldn't notice that, but I notice that. That's what I need. And chakras, if you will, in this manner, they really rule our life much more than we ever give them thought to. It's not like a little trivia thing. It's a big thing. And we can use this tool. We can use this these techniques to make them double, triple, quadruple, multiply in light. And that gives us balance, and it gives us power, and it gives us on all levels, and power being a good thing, power to love, power to be compassionate, power to be generous, power to forgive, power to influence people to forgive. It gives us all of these. It makes us attractive. People are attracted to people who are running a lot of light in their bodies. They may not know it.
Yeah.
Just like I say, I like that piece of music until I analyze it and figure out, no wonder I like that piece of music.
Yeah. So this is perfect, because I was wanting to ask you about sound again. I wanted to bring sound back into the conversation. Sound is energy, light is energy, sound is light, right? It's all the same.
Yeah.
A different form, and maybe I don't fully understand.
Different octave, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Many of the attunements that you have been speaking about also have the sound component. And so how does the sound component marry with the other components, whatever that might be, the other components of the chakra work? How does that sound component marry with that to, let that be the question.
Well, first of all, note that chakras come in colors. They also come in musical notes, C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C. There's your chakras. So think of it this way. It's just very elemental music. It's how to do this. I'm going to do it the other way. I'm going to start with light. You can measure the cycles per second of light, and you can measure the cycles per second of colored light. Now, an octave, which in the music is the same note, like a C, 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 same note. And to get an octave, you would take the cycles per second and divide it by two. So you can go into red light, keep dividing it by two, down an octave, C, C, same note. And eventually it's going to come into our hearing range. And guess what? C turns out to be red. And it's very, red's very much married to its complementary color green. They're kind of like, if you could imagine a seesaw, when you have too much red in your body, you don't have enough green. When you have too much green in your body, you don't have enough red. But, so in that manner, you see, you can transpose, light into an octave or one musical scale. And, you'll find that as above, so below, it's like everything that we know of can fit into one musical octave. Now there can be a higher octave of it, you know, so there's a low C, a high C, a middle C, and then eventually pink light. But the basic building blocks are frequencies associated with the musical scale or the rainbow colors, and that creates the whole enchilada or white light or enlightenment. Does that answer your question? So in essence, all that is composed within a rainbow in that analogy. So it's everything. Mastering your chakras and having this high-powered energy is literally everything. And energy transfers on octaves, too.
Should we listen to a sample now, Jill? Would this be a good time to do that?
Yeah. Which one are we going to do? Maybe I could even channel one of the Egyptian gods just a little bit to move us into the attunement. And the attunement will be the sound of the chakra, depending on the front or the back. The sounds are different, but and the frequency patterns are going to be for the front or the back. They'll just be opposites. And I've channeled silently, like I said, the some of the Egyptian gods that are associated, or some of the angels and masters associated with the chakra or that type of energy. And there's so much in these attunements. They're lovely.
Yeah.
Well, so, would you like me to do that?
Yeah, we've got two. We can do the root, which obviously is more grounding, and then we've got the crown.
Well, maybe before the show's over, we do them both. How's that?
I'd love to do them both.
Okay. Then how about if I start with the root?
Okay.
And we'll see what happens.
Beautiful.
I'll channel a little bit, and then I will signal you when it's time to play the root.
I'll be waiting.
Okay. All right. Here we go. I am Osiris. I have, in ancient times, literally walked upon your beloved planet. I have been spirit guide and have actually worked with many of you, although it most likely is not in your recent memory. I have worked with deep love for the earth. The earth not just as a physical being, but the earth, the soul, the spirit ensouling the earth. We talked about music as so as above, so below, high C, low C, just different ranges of the exact same energy. Well, there are different ranges of the earth. The earth has a depth. The earth has a grounding. The earth has beautiful beings that reside within it. The earth is ensouled. And in order for you to achieve your enlightenment, it's like you're a little tiny dot on the earth. Do you really think that most of you are going to walk away with your enlightenment without the enlightenment of the earth achieved? Aren't we in this all together? And I have worked to keep the beauty and the harmony of the earth for the earth's enlightenment. That means that I ground you and help you in your enlightenment. The stronger energy always overcomes the lesser. It's quite a force. I have been with you and I have been with the earth. And this is my gift. To ground, to stabilize, to help you with your root chakra and in my beloved Isis. Coming in with red as her flame color, as her mastery color. And Isis worked with the heart, the green. There you go, with your opposites and your completion. And the two of us have walked this earth. I often teaching the deeper tones, the deeper enlightenment, helping of your planet, which influences you, and my beloved Isis coming in and demonstrating in a very humble way how to be most loving. Many of you listening, male or female, have been in the temples of Isis. Who would not want to learn about how to have the most magnificent love in just a common relationship with someone you're with? What could be more desirable? And together, we offer you our energies. And please feel free to call upon us. And thank you, Ian, for playing the root chakra.
powerful, powerful, Jill. Thank you so much. And thank you for bringing Osiris and Isis into the space as well. I'd love to ask, maybe not a translation per se, but maybe share with everyone what we experienced, how our bodies responded. I think that we all have some words, but if you can share with us how our bodies were really responding to that.
The root chakra is one of the chakras that doesn't have to be tipped. It does kind of go up and down. And just think of it kind of like funneling in and then coming to like a zero point and then funneling up into your body. And they were creating that strengthening, the pinpoint to become maybe more like two funnels to allow more light, more subtle energy to come within your body, within your meridians, your chakras, and then it, you know, one of the things that it's going to be work with when you work with the exercises and the different sounds is that kind of pops like into a like a donut shape and then right into like a ball of light. And it should feel connecting to the earth, perhaps a little bit of sorrow there, where a cathartic release, a deep kind of sorrow that it could let loose on some people, particularly if, you know, with abuse of the earth that I suppose, unfortunately, we've all somehow participated in many lives, and releasing that. And starting to cleanse that out and kind of like turn the generator on again. The energy changes when it goes directions. It's another thing we've lost. It was the ancient people were much more attuned, not just to frequencies, although let's not underplay their role, but they were attuned to how energy changes in directions and harmonics and different components of sound. And, you know, so those kind of ancient associations are at play in the sounds that you heard.
Well, thank you. That was so, so powerful and so, so meditative. Is that something that we would incorporate with our practices? And is it best to listen with headphones or can we play it just on a regular computer, for example? What's the best way to listen to that?
You can listen to it in the video where I show you the shapes and show you, you can even create the energy with your hands, even like creating another dosage of the same energy. And in the videos and on the music, I've channeled ancient pantheons. So to have like a link to have them helping you. And when you pay attention in a deep meditative state, you get the greatest dosage. So of course, that's the most powerful way. But some of us have busy lives, and that's why I've included the MP3s, which could be looped, and you could listen to them while you're working, or driving, or sleeping. And although you get less per dosage when you're not paying attention, you can still put them at low levels, which is very good for your body, and get a high quantity of them.
Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, we're going to share with everyone in just a little while about those actual videos and MP3s and the attunements that you've provided. But let's do this, Jill. Let's go to the phones and take some callers. And also, everyone, if you're on the webinar page, then you can certainly put your question in the webinar box as well for the opportunity to have Jill work with you in that way. But if you're on the phone, *2 to raise your hand. And let me ask you, Jill, what's coming through for you to work with? Are you going to be doing any sound healings or what's coming through for the callers right now?
When I connect to the divine, I will often get a higher being, perhaps someone from a past life, perhaps a god, perhaps an angel, a master, a guide. Sometimes even someone's higher self might come through. And so there's that type of information. Sometimes the guides will take someone to the Akashic Records. So you see the root of a problem in a past life. And then better yet, you correct it. It's like you get rid of the karma. You fix the root, because if you have a really horrible thing happen many lifetimes ago, it's like a ripple, and it just ripples into future lives. So sometimes they'll go in and heal that. One of the things that might show up, because I just kind of tune in, but some of the gods are associated with the different chakras, and they might do energy healings on people's chakras, okay. Which is very, very powerful and affects them on many levels. So, and they answer questions.
Beautiful.
All kinds of things.
Lovely, lovely. And of course, we all know that the work that's done for one is done for the community and done for the collective. So let's go ahead and get started. So we're going to go to the phones first. We're going to go to Northbrook, Illinois. And the last four digits of your phone number are 1448. So when you come on, just tell us your name. And you're live with Jill, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hello, this is Miranda Lake.
Hi, Miranda.
Hi. I'm so glad to hear Jill again. I've had the pleasure of working with her before. And I'm interested in what comes up for you today. I've really enjoyed listening to the chakra knowledge, and especially that root chakra. That's what's come up for me recently. So it's really interesting that you channeled Osiris with the root chakra today.
I'm just noting that when you were speaking, I was hearing a lot of that energy in your voice. So why don't I'll just channel and see what comes through. I am Osiris, and I am happy to welcome you. We have been incarnation together. And you have worked in capacity with the earth, with healing of the earth, and also with souls as they transition and prepare for new life. You have helped people in between lives. And that's a very powerful, powerful position to have, because it makes you rather mindful of yours and others' life paths. And you are quite mindful of that, as well as that of the earth. That is why we resonate together. And if you don't mind, I just wish to be silent for a moment, and I will grant you and all the listeners a healing, if I have your permission.
Of course.
Okay. All righty. I'll be silent for just 30 seconds a minute, and it will continue after that. But just be open and receive. I am Osiris. Blessings. Well, I hope you could feel that. It's very powerful.
I can. It's almost as if slipping back into a previous lifetime, I could really feel his powerful presence.
Yeah, and it was interesting while you were doing it. I saw an image of a beautiful plants and things that grow in the trees, and I was immediately attracted to the roots, and I was attracted to how important the roots were, and roots of people knowing their purpose, their spiritual roots, and how that's tied into the earth. And I'll just leave you with that, because I think that's kind of the essence, or at least a quality of your soul, which is really beautiful.
Thank you. May I just ask you very quickly, I missed a word you said when you were saying something about something I've done with people, help people's souls between incarnations or something. I missed a word or two you said, and I want to make sure I, do you remember
okay.
You were channeling?
Okay, oh, right. Cross your fingers here. I think what he was saying is that it was very important what people do between lives, because they kind of like take a good look at what went well and didn't well in this life, where they want to go, what their life purpose is for maybe some total of 1,000 lives, what they want to achieve, and what is important. And I felt like you being an active part of that, at least subconsciously, perhaps consciously, it makes you very aware of things that are important in life. I just got an impression that you look for the right steps. You look for a person's truth. You look for, and you're very serious about that. And it's, and he was saying that's very important. And what you do, your service to humanity in between lives helps you in this life. Does that help?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, and I will listen again. But thank you so much. Thank you for the program, and thank you, Jill. I look forward to you, and I'm going to take a look at this package, too, and see what you have going on. So.
All right, we'll cover that in a bit. Thanks, Miranda. Much love to you.
Uh-huh. Thank
you. Okay, beautiful, beautiful. Okay, let's go to Windsor Locks, Connecticut, and the last four digits of the phone number are 3764. Windsor Locks, Connecticut. You're on live with Jill. Just let us know who you are.
Good evening. My name is June. How are you?
Hi, June. Great.
Hi,
welcome.
Hi, June.
I am one of the lucky humans who's like now part bionic. I had an accident and my T4 disintegrated, and I now only have 32 vertebrae. And I'm titanium. So everything that I thought this call was extremely interesting because I have so much metal in me. My spine and electrical system amplifies everything like 10 times more than the normal body.
Wow.
So I'm, yeah, it's awesome. But yeah, I'm a ratchet, and I'm Jamie Summers from The Bionic Woman. Isn't it great? and there's more to come too, because I have other surgeries, and I'm looking to see if you have anything that would help harmonize and balance, because sometimes the energy is so much. I'm looking, I do tones, I am a singer, and because of the accident and all of the surgeries, I had to give up singing and listen to a lot of music because it affects me emotionally, mentally, and physically. If you can hear in the background, only thing I can listen to is like classical music or ambient. So I'm listening to your program. I'm like, this is great. I was wondering if you can run any sound on me, and I want to, everything's already been okay. And I'm wondering if you have anything for actual vertebrae.
Your vertebrae are like a musical, xylophone. Mm-hmm. You can use the sound oscilloscope and come up the frequency of each vertebrae. There's about 3 octaves in your back.
Okay.
And if you were, and of course each vertebrae is connected to an organ. And so if you, let's say, tune your vertebrae, then by simply listening to the appropriate sound, then you also tune the organ that's associated with that.
Yes.
And that's been shown through science. So I would suspect, but I'm just guessing here, that the vertebrae are metal vertebrae are similar in shape, which means they would have a similar frequency, perhaps a different harmonic because they're composed of something different.
Because they're titanium. Well, it's so
right.
funny. The one of the vertebrae, it's so funny. My L lumbar, my L4 disintegrated. And I went from 5.4 to 3.9 in like 2.0 seconds. You know what I mean? And I've gone through surgeries. They told me I'd never walk again. I was like, I'm Irish, Polish, and Sicilian. I'll walk. Don't worry. And so I'm a walking medical miracle. And I have a donor bone that's there just supporting, but it's not alive. So what I'm looking for, do you know what the vibration for the L4 is? And
I do, and I could, I'd have to get on my data bank, but yes, it would have that. And the other thing would be to try using your voice again, like, see, you have three octaves in your spine, D, and go up and down a little bit because you have replacements. And so it might be a itsy bitsy teensy weensy frequency off. And,
they are.
I'm
just letting you.
So I would just go up and down, and what your voice will get stuck on the tone you need. And think of like C is the red, D is orange, E is yellow, your musician, F is green, and so forth. So you can color code the piano. And the tones you really like or the tones you get stuck on are tones that you need.
Okay.
And you can use them to harmonize your back. Another way to do it would be to just start at a low tone, like, ooh, and allow your tone to move. So you take control of your voice away. You just utter a tone and allow it to raise on its own. It's going to get stuck wherever you're missing something because of the spine operation. Keep humming when you're stuck. Keep humming. And as you keep humming, you'll start to fill up with that tone, and then the tone will rise on its own again. So if you do, and it's nothing to do this for a half hour to get up your spine. And if you continue to do it, like this would be super quick seconds, which should take you a half hour, but like, ooh, you're going to go through like a siren, every single frequency, and your body's going to say, oh, I need this one. It'll stop you.
Fantastic.
And
well,
it'll,
I get it. Thank you. That's it. Because I study you. It's so funny. You said about the Hindu. And I'm right now over on my temple, my altar, you said the yantras, and I'm looking over at the yantras going, okay, I've got like 20 of them over there, so I'm doing right over there. I was like, I'm doing good over there. And you also mentioned about Egyptian, and I have to tell you, if you want, I can send you an email. I have ancient, it's called the Ancient Music, and it's archaeologists from Oxford who took old papyruses from Sumeria and turned it into music. And I have a cistern from Isis that was an actual, it was an actual music that was played at the Isis temple.
Wow. Amazing.
Wow.
All right.
So I imagine you're
very much
there. Yes.
I look forward to trying this. I bless you.
Much love.
And
bless
good
you
luck,
too.
Bionic
okay.
lady.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye now.
You're welcome.
Well, we want to hear about the attunements and the offer, but I do have a question here from Tia in New Brunswick, Canada. And Tia's writing in, so there's no interaction here. It says, hi, Jill. Is there a particular message from my guides that they want me to hear? I feel they are reaching out to me with a message that I am not getting.
Okay, I immediately saw the crown chakra. And I saw the crown of Mary from the Order of Mary. It's a very... very, very ancient tradition, coming from Mother Mary and Mary Magdalene. And they would tune to different stars, and each star would have a different frequency, and through service and different lifetimes coming in, they would kind of like learn expertise in compassion, which is pink, or grace being yellow, or being meditative and intuitive being indigo. And I feel that you've had many lifetimes in which you have, in this order of Mary, that you have learned these different skills. And I feel like that this crown here is something that that you've lost in between lives or somehow or other. And I think I'll just have right now, I will have someone come through and restore it to you. It's something you've earned in past lives. And when you get a etheric gift, it's really not a gift in that you've earned it, but it's going to a gift that it's been restored. It's a protection, and perhaps other seers will see it, probably will see it. And what it does is it anchors expertise in a wide variety, in like the rainbow, in a wide variety of emotions and thoughts and abilities and health issues. So hold on. I am Mary Magdalene, and I come with the roses given to me by Mother Mary, the soft, beautiful roses. But I also come with thorns, for I had a life in which there was a tremendous amount of challenge. And the beautiful rose is equipped with all it needs, and that sometimes to protect what you deem right, you need the armor of a thorn. And you have earned that armor in past incarnations, and we are giving you this help at this time. And I'm just going to be silent, and I'm going to restore this etheric gift. You should feel pressure, a band running around your head. We'll also help everyone else listening, as they should feel a band running around their head and light being given to them in the frequencies of a rainbow for protection and aiding with enlightenment. And we'll continue to feel this. I am Mary Magdalene. Well, I don't know if you could feel that, Ian. I could.
Yeah, I felt a little bit of mostly expansion, like in my chest area.
Beautiful.
Yeah, thank you so much. I know that everyone listening, I know it's never just for the person who's asking the question. We're all beneficiaries of this beautiful energy. So thank you so much, Jill. Yeah, lovely. I'd like to have you share with everyone about your beautiful offer. And before you do that, though, I wanted to direct people to follow along visually, which people do enjoy doing while you're speaking. So everyone, if you're on the webinar page, then you'd click the orange special offer button below Jill's photograph. And if you're not on the webinar page, then you would type in W-O-T-A show. That's WOTAshow.com/Jill, which is J-I-L-L, and the number 8. Everything's lowercase. Everything's always lowercase. WOTAshow.com/Jill and the number 8. And that'll take you to a page that says Dimensional Power Shifting and Chakra Attunements. So Jill, you've provided us with two offers today, the community with two offers. Would you mind telling us about them?
Sure. To start off, the first offer includes the attunements, the front in the back, the videos with the symbols, and the tunneling, and the activation of your back chakras and the activation of your front chakras and the symbols. So that's in video form, and I believe that's in MP3 form as well. It's really
yes.
nice to be able to access them in both ways.
Yes, it is.
So we're talking about, yeah, like solar plexus front, back, video front and back. And then as we're really gaining an evolution, the chakras beneath our feet and above our head are very important. So there's two above your head. But this is a lot of light, and in order to keep receiving and integrating light, I've gone in to teach people many of the ancient ways of making basically your spine and your body light. There's an intro to what the attunements are, and foundations for how this works and how sound works and how you heal yourself with sound. Then I go into supporting your lower chakras. Again, personally, I've known a lot of my friends have gotten cancer and have passed, and they're beautiful, beautiful lights, but they haven't been working on these lower chakras, or there's been a gap in like the rainbow of your spine, if you will. And so there's ancient methods to strengthen, ground, root, balance the energies within your whole body and your chakras and spine. Then the next one goes into the order of which chakras in which order. And the Egyptians just couldn't give enough importance to this, that in the order in which you work with them, because they each affect one another and they share with resonance energy with one another. So they go in and they work on their chakras in orders to build light. The Kabbalists and think of Moses as being raised as a Pharaoh's son and leaving with all these goodies from ancient Egypt. They would do permutations on the name of the gods, meaning they would work with the chakras in almost every different combination in different ways, because the energy combines. It's almost like you're a flower of life diagram, and they're trying to fill in every little square full of light. Then we also, I added the Cosmic Stream CD. And in this CD, I combined 11 mystery schools on the chakras. This is a little bit more traditional, but it's really very powerful because in addition to giving the techniques from 11 different mystery schools, such as the Egyptian, Lao Tzu, Buddha, etc., it's rooted in sounds because the chakras, through these ancient mystery traditions, are associated with an organ, which I tune. They're associated with a color, which I can play in sound. They're associated with crystal, which I can give that frequency. And even if you weren't paying attention to the meditations, which are very powerful, the sounds in the background are really strong influences on balancing, tuning, and strengthening chakras on all levels. And that, I believe, is our first package.
Yes, yeah,
is that
beautiful.
Correct, Ian?
It is. You've got it. It's a lovely, lovely package. So these are videos and MP3s, as well as the Cosmic Streams CD. That's an MP3 of Jill's CD. And then the additional chakra videos. Now, I just wanted to have you just explain one more time about those chakra videos. So we've got the how to support your lower chakras and the chakra chants and the permutations and then tipping. You mentioned tipping earlier on in the show, Jill, when you spoke about the front and back chakras and how some need to be tipped. Tell us about that again.
Okay. Thank you for asking, Ian. Right now, if you think of your chakra, like say your heart chakra, think of the energy coming into your chest from right in front of you. Well, the first thing we will do is we'll open up the chakra in the back, and then we'll go through in their videos to connect them. So instead of having a chakra in the front and a chakra in the back, we're going to connect them and make them one big chakra, kind of like a little bit of an explosion of light. But even though they're a little bit more like a ball, the energy for as long as we can remember has been coming in from right in front of us, outside of our body, into the chakra. And by tipping it, what we're doing is that we're making your spine a channel of light so that it's much, much thicker, and the energy comes in from above your head into your crown chakra, through your third eye chakra, down to your throat. Just think of it as a huge column of light. And we're tipping it so that the root chakra ignites the sacral, which ignites the solar, which ignites the heart. And, of course, all of this is advancing kundalini energy. And by filling up this whole spine full of light, what do you think that does to your body, your emotions and your thoughts and your health? The idea is we're changing the flow so that the energy flows from the heavens and the stars right through your body, right connecting you into deep earth.
Mm, wow. The energy flows from the heavens and the stars into your body. Sign me up. Okay. Whew. That's powerful, beautiful, beautiful. All right. And then, of course, there is this amazing opportunity to work with the amazing Jill Madsen in private, in a private channel communication energy session. So we've got a little bit of a sense because of the readings, the little mini readings you've been doing. But what happens in the private session with you, Jill?
I have a lot of flexibility. We can do past lives, we can channel beings, gods, we can channel your higher self, we can do healing. See, these powerful beings will come through me and do energy sessions. Frequently with a past life, they'll go into the Akashic Records, and they would say that everything is energy and it changes, including the past. And that even how we remember the past, if we remember it with anger, it's, of course, affecting our future. If we remember it with forgiveness, it affects our future differently. So we, in essence, can alter the energies of the past. And that's just an analogy. But they will go in and find root causes of problems and work with getting rid of that. They're also very good with coming up with life purpose, purpose that you've chosen for this life, or maybe in a series of lives that are culminating in something really neat. And, of course, personal questions. So I think that's a pretty broad range. And usually people come through with, you know, some issues where they really want to learn something about. And
yeah,
sometimes they're particular, but a lot of times we just see what comes through, and I always like to make sure it's tailored to their daily life, their benefits, their, you know, so it affects them here and now.
Right, right. Yeah, so it could be insight, it could be wisdom, it could be energy treatment. So if someone has physical ailments or conditions, it could be that, or it could be something around life purpose, as you mentioned, and direction someone could be taken. It could be around whatever's coming through relationship, or, you know, a deeper meaning in someone's life. You know, whatever angel or master or star family or light being is coming through for that person, they're going to be able to provide that insight and that wisdom.
Yeah, and sometimes understanding. Sometimes, you know, it's like I'm speaking personally, you know, maybe somebody's hurt me or something and it's just, I can't get over it. But when you get into a past life and you get to see a bigger picture, because we think we understand others, but there's so much more that we don't know because of, you know, we don't have the big picture. We only have a portion of one life. And sometimes getting the bigger picture allows us to release all that stuck energy, that blockages. And blockages and stuck energy, they cause emotional problems, physical problems, and we want to clear all that up. And sometimes
definitely.
Understanding doesn't. Yeah, going to the root cause. You know, it's like if you, for example, I remember this one lady came in and she had 3 or 4 surgeries on her knees, and we went back to a lifetime where she was a general and she had to surrender, and the other general chopped off her legs at the knees. And we went back in there and we did some really pretty good work with forgiveness and changing the records. And, you know, she wrote me back that she didn't need her walker after that. It's like as long as sometimes you don't go to the root problem, and the problem keeps regenerating from the root. So sometimes understanding is very healing.
Exactly, exactly. Well, beautiful, lovely, lovely offer for the wisdom community. And thank you so much for bringing that to us and making your work available. And so everyone, if you are guided and resonant with this work, then it's such a beautiful experience working with Jill. And also certainly in private, there's a wonderful opportunity for you to work with Jill in private as well, to have whomever channeled. So this is your opportunity to do that. I just wanted to read quickly from Tia. So you provided a channeled reading and a reading from for Tia, and she wrote back in, and she's very grateful. She says, "Thank you so much. I've received this message from Mary. I did feel a strong connection and a sisterhood with the Magdalena Collective, and also during the attunement, I too felt an expansion in my chest area." So thank you so much, Tia, for writing in. Very nice for you to share that with us.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, Jill, we have another attunement for everyone. That's the crown attunement. Are you going to channel first, and we'll do the same as we did just a little bit ago?
I think that sounds like a great idea.
Okay.
Let's do that. All righty. Okay, so we're going to do the crown. How about if I just see who comes through?
Perfect.
Okay, all right, here we go. I am Amun-Ra, coming in on the ray of the sun, the ray of gold, the ray of grace, the ray of illumination, the ray of Helios and Vestas, the higher beings inhabiting our sun. The path of illumination, the path of the sun, has been shared and taught by your Jesus, by Horus, Ra, Amun-Ra, myself. And we all work with the solar energy, the energy from the sun. And we are using this today to work on opening up the crown chakra, the top of the crown chakra. So right now, you should feel warmth and buzzing, a little pressure on the top of your head. Imagine that for thousands of years, your higher self has not resided within your body in this denser reality. And we're now creating an environment for the greater part of you to become closer to you, to become more of you, for you to abide more in the very best of you, something you've never really lost, but perceived that you have lost. And we're going to fix that perception with opening up the top of your crown. And imagine a ball of light, like the size of a basketball sitting on top of your head. Feel the fire and the intensity, the warmth, the openness, the lucid clarity of this energy. And it just starts to sink into your head. Maybe just going no deeper than your third eye. You can feel the pressure in the top of your head going down. Opening, healing, connecting, and expanding. And in this state, Ian, would you please play the attunement for the crown chakra?
Thank you. Well, Jill, thank you so much for being on the show today and sharing all about the attunements. It's been enlightening to have you on the show and learn about the chakras and the attunements, and certainly for you to perform such a wonderful service through your readings and also through the beautiful attunements that we've just heard, as well as the root chakra earlier on. And of course, we're deeply grateful for your offer, which is an opportunity for people to experience your work at a much deeper level. So thank you, Jill, for being on the show today.
Well, thank you for being such a fun and free spirit with an interviewer. And thank you for asking me. I appreciate it and allowing me to this beautiful community.
Yes, they are, this beautiful community, the Wisdom Tribe. You all just light us up. You light us up. We're on the grid together. We're in the orb together. And as always, thank you for showing up and for being here and keeping the vibration high and for up-leveling every single one of us simply by being here, by being in the tribe, by being in the community. It really is wonderful, and I bow down to every single one of you. Namaste. Thank you so much, shining souls, beautiful lights, for being here. And we thank Divine Mother, we thank Divine Father, we thank Mother Earth and Father Sun, we thank the Ancient Ones, we thank all the Ascended Masters and all the gods and goddesses who are here with us today, all the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service. Thank you so much, everyone. Much love to you all. Namaste. Bye now.